Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse, Book Number 38, Monday with a Mad Genius. This is the author, Mary Pope Osborne. Chapter 1, Old Friends. Jack poured milk over his cereal. His stomach felt fluttery. It was Monday, the first day of a new school year. Jack always felt nervous on the first day. What would his new teacher be like? Would his desk be close to a window? Would friends from last year be in his class again this year? Annie, hurry! Jack's mom called upstairs. It's 15 minutes till 8. School starts in half an hour. Jack's dad walked into the kitchen. Are you sure you and Annie don't want me to drive you? He asked. No, thanks. We don't mind walking, said Jack. Their school was only 3 blocks away. Annie, hurry! Their mom called again. You're going to be late! The back door banged open. Annie rushed into the kitchen. She was out of breath. Oh, I thought you were upstairs, their mom said with surprise. You were outside? Yes, said Annie, panting. Just taking a quick walk. She looked at Jack. Her eyes sparkled. Hurry, Jack. We really should go now. Okay, I'm coming, said Jack. He leapt up from the table. He could tell Annie wasn't talking about school. The treehouse must be back, finally. Jack grabbed his backpack. Annie held the door open for him. No breakfast? Their mom asked. Too nervous to eat now, Mom, said Jack. Me too, said Annie. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Have fun, their mom said. Learn a lot, said their dad. Don't worry, we will, said Annie. Jack and Annie slipped out the door and walked quickly across their yard. It's back, said Annie. I figured it was, said Jack. Morgan must want us to look for another secret of happiness to help Merlin, said Annie. Yep, said Jack. Let's run. Jack and Annie dashed up the sidewalk. They crossed the street and headed into the Frog Creek woods. They ran between the trees, through shadows and light, until they came to the tallest oak. High in the tree was the magic treehouse. The rope ladder was swaying in the chilly morning wind. How did you know it was here? Asked Jack, catching his breath. I woke up thinking about Teddy and Kathleen, said Annie, and I had this strange feeling. Really? Said Jack. Teddy! Kathleen! He shouted up at the treehouse. Two young teenagers looked out the treehouse window, a curly-haired boy with freckles and a big grin, and a smiling girl with sea-blue eyes and dark wavy hair. Jack! Annie! The girl said. Come up! Said the boy. Jack and Annie hurried up the rope ladder. When they climbed inside the treehouse, they threw their arms around their friends. Are we going to look for another secret of happiness? Said Annie. To help Merlin? Yes, and this time you will travel back to Florence, Italy, 500 years ago, said Teddy. Florence, Italy? Said Jack. What's there? An amazing person who will help you, said Kathleen. Who? Asked Annie. Is this person magical?